How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
The biggest voices in sports.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
The heartbreak.
Touchdown! No! No! The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs.
The celebrations.
And it takes the knee of the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions. And Tom Coughlin and the Big Blue erase all of their doubters. They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It is the Bulletin Blitz. Happy hump day, everybody. It is Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. Bulletin Blitz on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. From the left coast to the best coast. I'm kidding. I love all you Westers also. Stop me if you heard this before, Bart. But the Knicks were down 20.
20 points.
20 points to the Boston Celtics. And they came back to win again. This one by the final score of 91-90. Mikal Bridges, another defensive gem at the end of the game. This time coming off the blind side of Jason Tatum, swatting the ball away as Tatum's attempting a shot. Tosses it down the court. Time expires. Bridges says it wasn't just him on the final defensive stop on the game, though.
It's a hell of a job with Mitch and OG, you know, guarding pick and roll, and Mitch running off the line, playing good defense, and then OG even helping him out, and then just trying to re-react, and, you know, so OG make him take a tough step back and just try to help and try to win a game.
It was 5 first-round picks for him, that's right, for the Knicks to acquire.
Si, senor.
So I think this is going to be one thing that right now it's like, oh, screw them picks. You know, this is great. We just got 2 defensive stops. But then if there's a game or 2 games where he struggles, then we'll be like, well, is he really worth that many picks? I say that because that's what we've been doing with Rudy Gobert during these playoffs. It's like, oh, he was worth all those picks. And I mean, all these picks. So it's a lot of picks. But when you trade that many picks, you're trading for these kind of moments. 2 great defensive stops in 2 straight games. Incredible stuff from Mikal Bridges up to this point.
Yeah, but it couldn't happen without another collapse by Boston. Again, they were up by 20. It's literally the exact same thing that happened on Monday is what happened today in Game 2. So now they head to New York City, MSG, down 2 games. Joe Mazzulla, how are you going to be able to bounce back after another heartbreaking loss?
I mean, you just take a look at it, figure out where you have to be better, and you know, put a full 48 minutes together. So I have an understanding that it's going to be difficult, but you know, that's why we do what we do, and figure out where we have to get better and do that.
Yeah, as excited as New York is, it's hard to think that the Celtics are just going to go out this easy. And I would look at those 25 three-pointers they made out of 100 and say the tide will turn. So we'll see how things go. When you've got a team on the ropes like this, and I've said this before, and it sounds stupid, but it's how it goes. Game 3 is massive. You win Game 3, you got 4 at-bats to get a single, okay? The longer you keep the Celtics breathing and give them life, the more likely the pendulum will swing their way. So we say step on their throat. You got to do everything you can to get that winning Game 3 and try to finish this thing off. Otherwise, they will find a way.
Yeah, do not let them breathe. I mean, obviously, nobody thought New York sweep coming into this series, but if you can do it, don't give it a chance to go back to Boston. Let's go to the Western semifinals here. The Golden State Warriors, they get a win over the Minnesota Timberwolves, but at what cost? 99-88 your final there, but Steph Curry, he's going to be missing a week. After the game, Steve Kerr said that they were definitely planning a game plan without him for Game 2 on Thursday anyway.
We're definitely game planning for him to not be available on Thursday, but We don't know yet, but with a hamstring, it's hard to imagine that he would play Thursday.
Yeah, they're probably going to not have him for... they're not going to check on him again for another week, so it's going to be game two, as we talked about last night. Probably game three and four, almost definitely. And then I still don't know about game five. They got to right now focus on trying to win the series without him. And what is that going to mean? You're going to need more Jimmy Butler. You're going to need more Draymond Green. You're going to need more Buddy Hield. But this series got a whole lot tougher for Golden State without their leader.
Yeah, and what else they can need? They need Timberwolves to be ice cold shooting like they did in game one. Anthony Edwards said, hey, bad shooting from all of us.
Just keep shooting. I mean, yeah, that's the name of the game. Can't worry about the last shot. You know, take the next one. Shoot it with confidence. And I think we've been doing that. Like Drew said, I think we just didn't play well today. And, you know, people gonna try to blame whatever, blame whoever. They can blame me. I just didn't play good enough.
We'll see game two on Thursday night, the only game on the docket.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.